This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And my question for you to get things started here is, do you feel like, what dollar amount do you feel would be the right amount to spend to keep immigrants out of America? Because they are going to be spending lots of them. We'll talk about that coming up in here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You may notice during the show tonight, if you're a regular listener, you may notice that Mark's voice sounds a little bit different this evening.
Well, there's good reason for that. I've had a nose operation today. I had a deviated septum, and that's, as you know, from years of boxing. I had my any sport where you get hit, it's a bad sport.
You didn't figure that out, though, at the time.
No, it took me quite a few broken noses to figure that out. The doctor,
more than one broken nose.
Yeah, I think seven. That's what,
really?
That's
wow.
That's the number that I guessed, and the doctor said, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he said I had an 85% blockage. I really couldn't, you know, my nose was just for decoration. It really wasn't good.
You just wanted to have a nose there to look like everybody else.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So you went in for a deviated septum operation.
Yeah.
Did they undeviate the septum? Or
they went in and rebroke my nose a little bit and put stuff back in place.
Yeah.
And cut out what they call a turbinate, which is the thing that moistens the air as it comes in and takes an. I think it just moistens the air on the way in. So, they cut this big pink thing out of there.
So you sound a little bit more nasally tonight. But
I've got gauze shoved in my face,
right,
that's why.
Right. I'm thinking perhaps it's possible, I guess, that you're going to have a permanent voice change after this.
I think
it going to open up some sort of resonating chamber ability to where...
That's really the reason I got the operation, Ian, is I'm... Every night I'm green with envy, your deep resonant tones, and my nasally awful ones.
Nasally sounding.
I don't know if I have deep resonant tones.
Oh, I know I sound like Bert from Bert and Ernie. So.
That is so not true. Maybe tonight you do, but
yeah,
not typically.
Well, anyway, he said that there may be a voice change, and if so, it would be less nasally, not more.
Sure.
And so my signature nasally noise may
be gone.
Yeah. Now we're going to turn it up a little bit, though.
What sort of recovery time are we looking at here?
2 weeks. I should have some black eyes tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah,
why?
I'll never forget when I broke my nose. My eyes swelled shut.
Wait, now, why would you have black eyes? They didn't punch you in the face during the operation.
They had to break some stuff.
Huh. Wow.
And you mess with you operate on a nose, you're going to get some black eyes.
So did they pretty much just shove something up your nostrils, or did they actually go in somewhere? I don't see any incision points.
I didn't get a video or anything, Ian. I have no idea what they did.
Okay.
They went in there and cut around. I can tell you, they put me on a general anesthetic, completely knocked me out.
Yeah, you're out.
And they claim that they put a tube down your throat and in order to make you to help you breathe. Otherwise,
sure.
you're so far out, you're dead. But I'm really just concerned what happened in that operating room while I was out. You know, maybe they just told me the tube story so they could take advantage of me. My throat really hurts.
I was going to say, how does your throat feel?
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Well,
yeah.
I won't be doing a whole bunch of talking this evening.
Indeed. Totally
Plus,
understand.
I'm not particularly coherent, so talking for
Are you
me,
on dope?
I'm not taking any. I don't take that stuff. I do have.
They gave you medication, but you won't take it?
They gave me hydrocodone. I may use it this evening if I can't get to sleep.
Okay.
But from my experience, I broke him the nose 7 times. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
From my experience, I can go to sleep without too much trouble. I also have just regular Tylenol extra strength, and I'm going to try to work through that. But, you know, earlier today, I was completely unconscious from drugs. So
yeah.
It's still...
Still a little loopy.
Yeah, still.
I got you. Well, very good.
Still
so now, you understand why Mark's voice is going to be a little different tonight. All right. So I said that we were going to talk about this immigration thing. My question again is... How much do you feel like is too much? How much do you want to spend per immigrant? I mean, there's, 12 million, 20 million? I've heard different estimates. 20 million illegal so-called immigrants here in America. And you've got the Bush administration. You've got the anti-immigration zealots that are pushing to reduce these numbers. They're pushing to have some sort of a crackdown on immigration. And indeed, the crackdown has begun. According to the Associated Press in Boston, a swarm of federal immigration agents sped silently, headlights off, down a Boston side street early Wednesday and surrounded an apartment house. Police! Policia! Police! Yelled Daniel Monaco, a deportation officer, holding his badge to a window where someone had pulled back the curtain. Open the door! Moments later, agents led a dazed-looking Jose Ferreira da Silva, 35, out in handcuffs. The Brazilian had been arrested in 2002 and then deported, but had slipped back into the country. Now, he faces up to 20 years in prison.
For just being in the country illegally?
For slipping back into the country.
That's
after
ridiculous.
Having been deported.
Because he was deported first.
So what?
It is kind of ridiculous.
What crime has he committed?
Nothing.
In a blitz that began May 26th, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, has arrested nearly 2,100 illegal immigrants across the country. So, in a matter of 3 weeks, they've arrested over 2,000 individuals. Officials say the raids are aimed at child molesters, gang members, and other violent criminals, as well as people like Da Silva, who sneaked back into the country after a judge threw them out. I wonder, it's interesting to me that they are saying that, well, we're aiming this at the child molesters and the violent criminals, but how many of the 2,100 are actually known child molesters and criminals?
They just use those words in order to be able to do what they want.
Right.
Exactly. There's no way possible that there would be that many immigrants that are in this country that are actually convicted murderers or anything like that.
Right. If they are going to arrest a bunch of illegal immigrants, as they call them, they're going to say, oh, look, here's two of them that are child molesters. Okay, now we can say that this raid is aimed at child molesters. We aimed to get the molesters off the streets. Oh, and we also took another 2,000 regular folk that were just working hard at some job off the streets. So, for those of you that are out there listening to this that are of the anti-immigration mindset, that you don't want the illegals coming into America, you have to ask yourself, what's it going to cost for Mr. Da Silva to spend 20 years in prison?
Well, numbers go anywhere from $50,000 to $90,000 a year to keep somebody in prison.
We'll go conservative. Let's say $50,000.
$50,000 is good for math, that's okay. For sure. So that's $1 million.
That's $1 million for just Mr. Da Silva. Now,
and
there's 2,000 others involved here.
And that's I don't know where they're going to... You know what? This is federal prison. It's going to be higher than that. And you have to figure out that it's going to cost more 20 years from now because dollars are going to be worth less.
That's true.
Because they don't get worth more.
No, they definitely don't.
The crackdown's called Operation Return to Sender.
Return to Sender.
Oh, that's clever.
This sends a message, said Monaco, standing outside the gray Victorian apartment where Da Silva had been hiding. When we deport you, we're serious. So, how much are you willing to spend to send a message? Now, if you've been paying any attention to the war on drugs, you know that for the last several decades, the authorities have been talking about how we're sending a message. Oh boy, we just locked up a big bad drug criminal, but we're sending a message to the streets. We're saying you're not going to make it. If you're a drug dealer, you're going to get arrested. We're going to take all your stuff, and we are sending a message. How many messages have they sent in the war on drugs over the last 3 or 4 decades?
Whole bunches of them. Apparently people aren't getting the message.
Yeah, it's worthless? Is that what you said?
Yeah, completely worthless.
Why?
Because it doesn't do any good. All it does is make it worse.
But we're putting people in jail, Melissa.
Yes, and it's costing me money to put drug...
We're taking the drugs off the streets.
Drug dealers are being put behind bars, and it's costing my hard-earned money, which I didn't agree to, as well as everyone else's, when I'd rather them be out there looking for murderers, rapists, things along those lines.
But we're taking the drugs off the streets. We're stopping these dealers. We're protecting the kids.
So
it's worth every single dollar. Why? Because they're not the ones paying for it. We are. 800-259-9231. So, we've heard the story about Mr. Da Silva. There's a little bit more information about this crackdown. 2,100 people arrested. I presume that most of them were probably just regular folk. But we'll explore that a little bit more here. 800-259-9231. How much is too much? How much taxpayer dollars are you willing to spend? This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition. individual needs and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find the bulletin board system. Over 110,000 posts are there for you to surf around through various different topics. Everything from serious stuff to fun things there on the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. It's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. So we're talking about a story from the Associated Press reporting on how over 2,000 so-called illegal immigrants have been arrested just within the past 2 or 3 weeks, actually, in a crackdown by the Immigration Customs Enforcement Division, the ICE team.
ICE. I love how they call themselves ICE. That's just interesting.
They're saying they're sending a message by arresting people. And I've got the numbers here. The operation has caught more than 140 immigrants with convictions for sexual offenses against children, 367 known gang members, and also 640 people who had already been deported once, immigration officials said. So the vast majority are individuals that have been deported. More than 800 people who have been arrested have already been deported. According to Mark Raimondi, spokesperson for ICE, this is a massive operation. We're watching the country's borders from the inside.
Okay.
There are more than 500,000 fugitive aliens who've been deported by judges and either slipped back into the country or never left. There's often a disconnect between local and state prisons and the federal government that allows illegal immigrants to serve time and be released without being transferred to federal officials for deportation. So even though they had arrested some of these guys in the past, the miserable ability that governments have, or the lack of ability for governments to communicate with one another, has actually prevented them from discovering that they need to actually deport these guys. They've just been sort of letting them out and letting them return to society.
Telling them to go? Not even?
I guess. By the way, Bordosh, check your microphone. It seems to be potted up. During the raid late Tuesday, the federal squad, which includes a Boston police sergeant detective, wore bulging bulletproof vests and stiff Kevlar gloves to protect their hands from needles, knives, and rusty fences. One of the deputies said, quote, "It's a lot of preparation and it's a lot of patience, all for a couple of minutes of adrenaline." That's what these guys are there for. Do you know that? I was talking to this ex-DEA agent one time, and he was telling me about how he knew that what he was doing was pretty much useless. He realized the futility of fighting the war on drugs. He understood that arresting drug dealers was just going to result in new drug dealers coming to replace those guys. And so I asked him, well, if you knew all that, why'd you keep doing it? He did it for the adrenaline rush.
Oh, I see.
So they're just getting off on doing
this. They're getting off on running into people's homes, kicking down doors, throwing people on the floor, pointing guns at others. They're getting off on it. They love the rush.
And they're scaring the children that are involved in the household as well.
There must be children involved. They've arrested 2,100 people, certainly.
Quite a few of them, the children being American citizens, I'm sure.
So that means mom or dad gets deported, and then what happens to the kids? Does that mean
foster care?
Foster care, I would guess.
I would think so.
Doesn't sound too good. And this is going to get worse. I mean, this is just the beginning. This is the tip of the immigration enforcement iceberg. They're going to start going after more and more individuals. And these 600 people, okay, you can say what you want to about the 140 people with convictions for sex offenses, but it sounds to me that since they already have convictions, they've probably already served their time. You can say what you want about the 367 so-called known gang members, but there's still 640 people here, and that's still less than 2,000.
That's less than 2,100.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I don't know who the other folks were. But you can say what you want about the gang members and the convicted sex offenders, but those 640 people were likely people working jobs. They're likely individuals that are being productive in the economy. They're filling a role, and they're helping this country move along. You're talking about pulling them out and either deporting them or, even worse, putting them in prison. And that means that you're going to suck out their productive ability from the economy and then put them in prison to where they can't produce anything of real value. And then essentially tax us all to keep them there.
How does that benefit us?
It doesn't.
It benefits them.
It benefits the ones that make it benefits the people that makes them feel good. It's a feel good thing for these anti-immigration zealots. Say, all right, you got them Mexicans, woohoo! Now them jobs are going back to Americans. That's what they're going to say. And it's not benefiting them. They don't see the long term consequences. They don't understand the economic factors. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Do you feel like this is okay? Do you feel like we should increase the enforcement? Should we perhaps do random checks of businesses just to verify that everybody there has the correct identification and that sort of thing?
Now, you mentioned earlier in this article that they flashed their badges at this door. Did they have a warrant? I mean,
it didn't.
Did they know that guy was there? It just that's where I thought this was going.
No.
They had a lead that somebody was in the house, and then they decided to just go ahead and...
They did not make that clear.
Pop on in.
800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. So we go to the phones. Let's talk to Ed in Michigan. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, this is Ed from Michigan, and I'm actually on a conference call. There's Brian. Let's say hi, Brian.
This is Brian from North Carolina.
Okay, I hope this works out okay. How many more people do we have, Ed?
And we have Bob. Go ahead and say hi, Bob.
Hi, I'm from Brisbane, Australia.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is a, and we're all atheists, actually.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations. Do you guys normally get together and have a conference call on Wednesday nights, or what's
we like to talk about nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a lot of nothing that we talk about. Yeah.
You sound a little on the young side. I mean, do you guys regularly get together and have these chats, or did you just conference call so you could call Free Talk Live?
We do this almost daily, I'd say.
Yes, we do. And actually, I'm not young. I'm 40 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was Brian?
And I'm old. So
we're going to be losing track here, Melissa, so there's no point.
Okay.
What did you guys have on your mind? What did you want to talk about?
We wanted to know your opinion on atheism.
Well, I'm an atheist, so what else do you want to know?
Wow. Cool.
Hey. All right, it looks like Brian owes me $5.
Okay, but there's two other people here. Melissa, what's your opinion on atheism?
Well, I would have to say that I'm definitely, I do not believe in a higher power, so I would have to say that I'm an atheist.
Okay, and now Mark.
All right.
Okay, well, that's two out of three, because I believe in a higher power, and I really can't understand how people can't believe that there's some kind of intelligent design behind the universe.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
Why do you think there is some type of intelligent design just because of the way things are, the way they look?
Right. Well, the world's fantastic in my mind.
It is beautiful.
And, you know, not just beautiful, but extraordinarily complex. And perhaps I'm just too dumb to get it. But, I mean, I don't think that atheists are any smarter by saying, you're too dumb to get it.
We didn't say that.
No, but no. That's what they do. That's what they say in their mind. All of them. Every
that's
atheist who just heard my words said that. That's what Ian said. Look at him giggling. Okay. Now, the moon and the sun appear exactly the same size in the sky. Coincidence?
Yes.
Exactly the same size.
Well, did you guys have any thoughts for us, or did you just want to find out what we thought? Now's your chance. Well, thanks for the call, guys. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hey, coming up, the Tax Misery Index. We'll explore. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthos and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, Wednesday edition of the show. Inside hour number one, it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And again, that toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up still, we got the Tax Misery Index. It's the first time I've seen this. It's a worldwide comparison of lots of the major countries from around the world as far as who's got the highest tax burden and who's got the lowest. You might be a little surprised at the results. That's all coming up. But we're still talking immigration. There's been a crackdown going on over the past 3 weeks. The Immigration Customs Enforcement Department, the ICE, has been arresting over 2,000 individuals in several sweeps. They've been looking for fugitive aliens, over 500,000 of them who've been deported by judges and either slipped back into the country or never left. They're also sort of painting this as a criminal crackdown. They're claiming they're going after convicted child molesters and that sort of thing. But from the way I'm understanding this from the AP is that the people they're arresting are simply immigration violations. It's not that they're going after wanted child molesters. It's not like they have warrants for these individuals on these crimes that they're talking about. They're just simply labeling them as former criminals. That's all. Just to make them look bad. So they say, one of the guys saying, well, there's a lot of preparation. The work that led to the series of arrests over the past 20 days began last winter. Agents in Boston began scouting targets up to 4 months ago, conducting street surveillance and following up leads from confidential informants. This sounds just like the war on drugs.
Yes, it does. It absolutely
does. Surprise, surprise.
We have ourselves the war on drugs now in America. We've got the war on terrorism now. And let's add to the mix. Nobody's labeled it this yet, but it's the war on immigration.
It certainly is.
It's a war on illegal immigrants. And so months since wintertime, they've spent 6 months investigating these people. How many police hours are we talking about here?
And all of this could have been prevented simply if they had followed structure properly and handled the deportation in the first place the proper way.
Well, that certainly could have been the case. But in many of these immigrants' cases, they snuck back into the country. So they were deported, and then they took the risk at coming back in here so they could go back to work or come back to their families. Or for whatever their reasons were, they came back. I mean, really, the solution, of course, is to allow anybody to come into this country for whatever reason they like, as long as they aren't hurting anybody else.
I'd say if they leave and they're deported and they come back a second time, obviously they want to stay bad enough, so we should just let them stay.
Well, we should have let them stay in the first place. But yes, I agree with you, Melissa. Absolutely. Badges dangled on chains around their necks, the cops, that is, as they passed around wanted posters and shined flashlights on the face of a 24-year-old Latvian man who'd served prison time for assaulting a police officer. The team moved in the dark, climbing fences and hiding behind parked cars to encircle a three-story house in Boston's whatever neighborhood. And all at once, they emerged from the shadows. A half-dozen agents filled the front porch, their knocks on the door echoing down the block. The target had moved, the agents learned, and the team split off and caught him in Weymouth, about 15 miles south of the city. Another man caught in the recent blitz was a Salvadoran gang member who was convicted in a stabbing that left a 13-year-old boy paralyzed. Agents caught him working at Budget Rental Car.
They went right into his job.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, when you go and you get a job somewhere, one of the questions that's on the form is, you know, have you been convicted of a felony before, right? And if you've been convicted of a felony, I mean, it's hard to get a job without identification. It's hard, especially, I would think, at Budget Rental Car. It's not like he was washing dishes in the back of some restaurant. Wouldn't you think you'd have to go through the normal employment process to get the job at Budget?
Absolutely. So, why wouldn't they?
So it's presumably they knew that he had a bit of a perhaps a violent history.
Well, he could have lied on his application.
He could have, but they could have checked him and found out that that was true. But they might have decided, you know, what the heck? He's served his time. He's been in jail, and now he's out, and we're going to give this guy an opportunity to work. I just think it's interesting that they're painting they're painting these guys with this brush of criminals. Look at them. They're criminals. We're taking them off the streets. One-time criminals. These guys have been in jail. They've served their time. And to paint them this way is unfair, and it's doing a disservice to all of those people that don't have criminal records that are also getting caught up in these sweeps. But they're not telling their stories. The guys that are writing this article are totally glamorizing the cops. It sounds like it's a script out of a Hollywood movie.
Yes, it does. Just when you were reading it alone, I was thinking that. I'm thinking to myself, why are they making it sound so interesting, like it's a movie plot?
All at once, they emerged from the shadows. A half dozen agents filled the porch. I mean, it's written in such a dramatic style. These are the heroes. These are the anti-immigration heroes of America. And look out, they're coming to a town near you to stop this immigration threat. That's the attitude here. Nobody in this article does not at all focus on the lives that are being ruined here. Not just the immigrants' lives, but what about the other people's lives? What about the legal folks' lives that are being harmed here? For instance, they are talking about pulling people out of homes, pulling people out of apartments. I can't imagine that many of these immigrants are homeowners, considering you have to have social security numbers and, you know, you have to have sort of legitimate connections in order to buy houses in America. So I'm guessing they're pulling them out of rental properties. They're pulling them out of apartments that are for rent, that sort of thing, which means that those landlords are now out rent for the next few months until they can get somebody else to move in there. So not only are the immigrants being harmed, but regular Americans are being harmed.
And not only that, but the landlords now have to do background checks on all of their current tenants.
Could very well be.
I mean, I would think that that's something they would want to do from this point forward.
Just to ensure that they're not dealing with any other immigrants. So we're talking about adding cost to regular folks' lives. We're talking about adding hassle to regular citizens' lives, if you want to call them that. Is that acceptable to you? Do you feel like that's all right? Is it okay? Are you just going to shrug off the fact that this landlord now, he's out $700 a month or $800 a month? That was something that he was probably paying a mortgage with. And now he's going to have to find another tenant. Usually when you have somebody leased to a property, there's a certain period of time. You know when their lease is running out. You can give them notice. You can put ads in the paper. You can sort of work towards this sort of thing. Now the cops have thrown these people's lives astray.
Let's not forget that there's employers out there that are expecting these people to come to work every day,
too. Those guys, too. And they're hurt. Now, of course, the anti-immigration zealots are going to say, well, those folks are giving up jobs to immigrants. They're not real Americans.
They're taking the jobs from the Americans.
Well, do you mean that the employers are giving their jobs, the jobs that they have, to
the immigrants?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's some options there. Sure, we could try to keep everybody out, and then the cost of everything would go up. Americans would have better paying jobs, but they would be paying more for stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, immigrants have been growing our economy. I'm sorry, our economy has not been growing very much. And I believe it's 8 or 9% of our population currently are immigrants, illegal immigrants.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So immigration, illegal and otherwise, has been growing our economy. You know what? I had my number wrong. I'm sorry. 9% of our population is currently an immigrant, and I believe that it's 4.5% of them are illegal.
So half of them, essentially.
Half of them essentially are illegal. Okay, let me go on from there. I'm sorry, the drugs got me.
That's okay. They're plugging into the economy. They're taking jobs that are not, they're not taking them from others. They're taking jobs that are available, and there's still plenty of other jobs available.
And there's a time period in our history from the mid-1800s to the mid-1900s when immigrants made up 13% of our population.
So there's less now.
We are not being taken over.
More on the way. 800-259-9231 coming up, the Tax Misery Index. Also, we'll find out, are they even learning English, these immigrants? It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. Validated photos, which means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. We're talking immigration and the crackdown that's been going on over the past 3 weeks. Over 2,100 people have been arrested. Most of them just regular folks. Just people that don't have the right paperwork. They didn't fill out the correct papers and send them to the right place. So they're illegal.
And now they could spend up to 20 years in jail.
Or be deported, one or the other. I'm not sure how it is that they determine whether or not this individual is going to be spending time in jail or be deported. If you know the answer there, 800-259-9231. We go to the amplifier line to Krister in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Krister.
Hi, I'm Melissa and Mark. Listen, I would like to talk about immigration, and because my parents were immigrating to Sweden before I was born, and at that time in the 60s, the industry, they were screaming for employees to come to Sweden, and so we had a lot of immigration, and at that time, and this is not oversimplify the whole subject, because you see, in the 60s, it took. You could supply a family on one salary, but today You couldn't do that. It's practically impossible for one person to earn enough of a living to supply a whole family.
That's probably that's probably because taxes have gone up and the central bank has printed more money.
Right. And what I want to come to is that today, immigration is not as simple a question as it used to be. Because of the taxes, I'm not saying that immigration is a problem. I'm saying that taxes is the problem. But you have to realize that immigration, I mean, there is a lot less work or free, you know, possibility of getting employment in the society today as compared to 40 years ago.
Okay.
And that's just the point that I would like to make. And,
so wait, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying here. I'm a little bit lost, Creaser. You're saying that there's less opportunity, and therefore there are less immigrants, or there's less opportunity and there are still people coming in looking for it?
Exactly, it's the latter, because there is less opportunity to get employment because of the high taxes.
Right. And so if we were to deregulate, if we were to lower taxes, deregulate. Make the Swedish economy or any country's economy more free, then immigrants wouldn't be a problem at all because the economy could easily scale up to support them.
Definitely.
There you go. Christer, thanks for the information.
The biggest problem is not the immigrants. And may I just make a short message to your listeners?
Certainly, go ahead.
If you would you like to shop and then go to Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com and buy The Healing Our World, because that's what I did. I bought this through your website.
Great book.
Now I got it. I'm just started to read it because I just got it yesterday and I haven't come through it yet. But
great. Well, you'll have to let us know. You'll have to let us know what you think, Christer. It's an awesome book, and we really appreciate the call. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. You can tell the international lines there. There's a bit of a delay when you try to talk to people.
His voice is coming from a long, long ways off.
That's right. Sweden. Now, Melissa, you said that you liked that book. Have you actually...
I haven't gotten through the entire thing yet, but I have started reading it, and it's rather interesting. And I believe it's Dr. Mary Ruart
that
wrote that. Yes, and a rather interesting book. I would recommend it for anyone out there.
It's certainly one of Free Talk Live's, I think, just of all the co-hosts, definitely a co-host favorite.
Yes.
I think most of us have read it. Mark, have you actually gotten through that one?
I haven't gotten through it. I've started it.
Okay.
I just have so many books piled up. Everybody wants me to read their book. I just got a new one on the compiled works of Jefferson.
That
would be interesting.
Are you somebody that, both of you, are you somebody that reads more than one book at once? Do you sort of stop and start another one?
I usually read two. Like, there's one book that I should be reading, and there's one book I want to be reading, and I'll read the should for a portion, and then portion of time, and then I'll read I'll go to the Ezra Ward.
I kind of do the same thing that Mark does. I usually read a nonfiction and a fiction book at the same time, and the fictional is my escape, so to speak, from the, I guess, non-fictional work that I'm reading at that time.
I actually haven't read fiction in the longest time, and I've been stuck on the one-minute salesperson and.
From a book from the 60s or something?
It's an old book. It's got great information in it, but it's so short, and I'm so bad, I haven't been reading. I mean, I could have finished this 3 months ago, but I haven't even picked it up in 3 months. I'm embarrassed. Let's go to the phones to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello. William in Georgia.
William, are you
going
there?
Going once. William in Georgia, going twice. Let's try Jared in Indiana. Jared? Let's see. Is our board op asleep?
Hello?
Maybe that's what's going on. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
This is Jared.
Jared in Indiana. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, first, I'd just like to say Happy Flag Day.
Well, okay.
Is it June 14th?
Wow.
Weird.
Happy Flag Day to you, sir. What's what's on your mind?
I called about last week about the Republican Liberty Caucus, and first, I'd like to say I hope I didn't get you guys in trouble with them.
Oh, I don't think that there's any trouble going on here.
No.
But I know you wanted to talk something related to that, so hang on, Jeff. We're going to come right back to you. 800-259-9231. And, William, if you're still there, we'll try you again and your calls as well. Ladies, you come first if you dial in 800-259-9231, whether it's immigration or whatever is on your mind. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. We give it away, but in return, we ask that you shop with us. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, as our caller earlier mentioned that he had done recently. Shop in over the 30 categories that they have in that store. I mean, it's like a virtual department store. It's the internet's largest retailer. If you're looking for a product, odds are good Amazon has it.
Yeah, more than likely you're going to find it on Amazon.
And odds are really good you're going to get a great deal, as well as a good deal on shipping as well, at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, we'll get a percentage of anything that you buy. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to support the show, get your shopping done all at the same time. We go back to the phones, back to Jared in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Melissa and Mark. Okay, Jared, you said you wanted to talk, I guess, something about the RLC?
Mostly about, did you watch, C-SPAN today with, they had a...
I don't watch TV, so you have to tell me all about it.
Jeff Flake was on there, proposing all these different amendments to this, budget bill that, about making a whole bunch of slashes in the budget,
Jeff Flake is endorsed by the RLC.
Yes, he's one of the, I would say one of the good endorsements there.
So he's talking about cutting the federal budget, is that correct?
Yeah, in different areas, like for instance the two bridges in Alaska, like the Bridge to Nowhere you've heard about.
Yes. We've certainly heard about that, spending over, I think, $200 million or something like that.
Yeah, voting to bar funds from that and all, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it was voted, about over 360, you know, representatives voted, you know, just, you know, completely against his amendments to, you know, cut funding.
Oh, so his amendments went down in flames?
Exactly.
Well,
he had like 9 amendments, and, you know, I caught the last 3, and they just went, you know, just they tanked. So
I appreciate what he was trying to do there. However, I question the efficacy of it. I question as to whether or not it was even a good way to spend his time. Because if you're just cutting the spending, if you're just cutting the budget, I don't think that means that you're cutting the spending. It doesn't mean that you're cutting the programs. You're not cutting the government, the size of the government. You're not cutting the amount that you're taking from Americans. So really all he was doing was just kind of making a show to his constituents saying, look, I'm for small government. I want to cancel that bridge to nowhere, which is good and everything, but it's not actually doing anything to make the government smaller at all.
Well, what else could a guy do?
Well, he could propose some amendments to repeal some bureaucracies, for instance.
And then have them shot down, too.
Well, okay. At least then he'd be pushing for the right thing instead of pushing for just a shuffling of money. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
But maybe he was planting that seed.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying it's still better than nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think maybe he planted that seed for them to possibly consider in the future so that if something does come up where he's planning some amendments, then that's already been, you know, brought to the forefront.
You're just one of these damn libertarians, Ian, that isn't happy with anything. The guy proposed small government bills, and
no, those
you're still upset.
Government bills. Those are anti-pork bills, which is fine. I gave him credit for it, didn't I?
Yes, you
did.
That's
all that was.
Barely, begrudgingly.
Jared, thanks for the call, man. Well, that's because not actually small government bills. They're just rearrangements of the money they already have. Big whoop. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is coming up. We'll explore whether or not these immigrants are actually learning English. Because that's one of the claims the anti-immigration people have been making. They're not learning our language. Well, are they? That and the tax misery index. It's all coming up. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.